98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Jim Heath, best known as Reverend Horton Heat, playing next Wednesday at Daryl's House Club in Pauling. That's going to be September 25th. New album, Roots of the Rev, Volume 1, is out now. Reverend, thank you for hopping on with me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about Roots of the Rev, Volume 1. This was kind of a culmination of something you always wanted to do, right?
Right. It was. It's really different for a couple of reasons from our other albums. It's all cover songs, and most of our albums are all our own material, our own original songs. But this is all cover songs and recorded with a real low, antique approach, old recordings stuff. And it was during COVID when we, did the bulk of the project. And so, we would just, get together, just me and Jimbo, and I guess we infected each other. I don't know, that whole thing. But there was, it was something for us to work on. We had the time to do it. And I'd always, because we've worked with so many great artists from the past, the 50s and 60s, that I wanted to kind of do a tribute to kind of show the history of the band. And all the songs are either a song that that we knew the original artist, or it's has something to do with the history of me and my bass player Jimbo. And so it was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea. When you say vintage equipment, what kind of stuff did you use to record?
Well, we basically had to use digital format at first, but going into the digital, it was all antique microphones, very, very old tube mixers from the 50s, and then we bounced it to tape afterwards. So it's got a lot of that old style vibe.
And then
a lot of it too was just our approach, the way we set our amps and the way limited number of microphones and that kind of thing.
Yeah, really captured the sound of the sound.
Yeah, live in the room. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I imagine it was hard to narrow it down to one record's worth of songs. Is that why it's Volume 1? Is there perhaps a Volume 2 coming?
Yes, it was, because there's so many other songs that we just really didn't have time to get to, and I was thinking, well, we should do a Volume 2. I'll call it Volume 1 because there's already a bunch of song ideas that are on tap for a Volume 2. So I don't know if we'll ever get around to doing it. But, right now our real need right now is another new album of original music. So,
okay. I know you've been touring pretty heavily. Is that usually when your writing happens? Do you guys tend to collaborate while you're on the road?
Well, yes and no. We do some of that on the road, but I write 95% of the songs are just me, basically. And so, but the other guys do have a good new song that they came up with that we've been rehearsing. That's going to be on the new album. But it's just kind of all different ways. It's kind of all over the map, So. Usually what happens is that we get a lot of great ideas that never get completely finished, and then that's when it's crunch time to get the album together. That's when we just really work very hard to get all those ideas into finalized products, finalized songs or recordings or whatever.
So you guys work well under pressure.
Yeah. Well, that's because we're desperate. So we're always under pressure.
We're delighted to have you come into Daryl's House Club. I imagine this is not your first time at Daryl's, but
it's either our second or third. Okay. But we've been there before.
Yeah, it's a
really
great room.
Cool.
It really is a terrific room. Great sound, great food.
Yeah.
And what's the show like right now? Are you mostly focusing on the Roots of the Rev? Are you playing some originals as well?
This is a different show. It's a lot of our old hits from throughout our career, and then every now we got a couple of few songs off of Roots of the Rev. But what's really different about this tour is that in the middle of our set, we have a guest singer songwriter come out with this. His name is Big Sandy, and he's the best rockabilly singer alive, I think.
Oh, wow.
He's out of Anaheim, California. We've known him for a long time, but he's in the world of rockabilly, he's like, if not the top guy, he's right up there.
So, yeah.
So, but he comes out and joins us for a middle of the set, and then at the end he'll come back out. But so that's really fun. Just, you know, getting to back up somebody else is a whole different, you know, kind of aspect to the show. And so that's going to be a good one. It's going to be worth it for the people to see him. So.
Oh, that sounds like a hell of a show. I mean, basically two concerts in one.
Right, exactly.
Reverend Horton Heat on the line with me today. Catch them next Wednesday, September 25th at Daryl's House Club in Pawling. Grab the new album now, Roots of the Rev, and sounds like new music on the way in the not-too-distant future.
Well, hopefully, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell how long it takes,
sure.
You know, because, you know, everybody probably does realize doing an album is hard.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so we've got some stuff lined up. So, yeah, hopefully it'll come together pretty quick within the next year.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it very much.